Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. I can never tell if these things are live because the thing just like circles. I hope I'm live. I hope you're here. I want to be here. I am here. I am present in this moment. And I am so excited to share with you about 75 Hard. If you have yet to hear about this challenge, it is next level. It is difficult. It is exactly what it says. It's hard. And it's going to last for 75 days. But guess what? It's only going to last for 75 days. Not it's going to last for 75 days. Your words matter. Your mindset towards this matters before you ever say yes. And so don't say yes without knowing these five ways that your business is actually going to be transformed because of your yes in saying yes to 75 Hard. So five things your business can learn from 75 Hard. Are you ready? The first one is time management, inclusive of bathroom breaks and priorities. So you have to drink a gallon of water, all right? A gallon of water a day. I'm currently bored with water, and so I'm drinking this delicious kale green juice, but don't worry, my water is by my side, and it's intentional that we create time to drink, and we create, and I'm going to tell you by number two, how you can help do this, habit stacking through water consumption. But back to the bathroom breaks. Yes, that's a lot of liquid. Yes, you're not used to it. Yes, it's going to mess up with your schedule because you're going to have to walk to the bathroom, wash your hands, and get back in your chair, right? And so I have had to literally create gaps in my schedule that I used to never have just so I can pee. This is real talk, okay? Come on, this is Tamara. You know that there's truth bombs being happening in court talk. It's not just truth, it's testimony. I'm telling you the truth of my testimony in this very moment, in this very season of 75 Hard, while also transformation. So transformation is that time management, just of time specifically, but also of priorities. What matters to you? When you're going through this, there's a lot of things happening. You have to do 2 45-minute workouts a day. What is a workout? That's also a mentality thing. We'll talk about that another day. We have to drink a gallon of water. You have to take a picture per day. We're going to talk about pictures in a minute. You have to read. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I'm missing one. Oh, you have to be on a diet of some sort. I am always on an intermittent fasting diet. And then additionally, I've been doing that for 3 years. So it's super usual, regular to me. So I get to check that one really easily. And then the one that most people say no to is the no alcohol. You guys have known I've been alcohol free for almost 2 years now. And so that was an easy check as well. But it's still difficult. Like all of the things compiled feel like a lot. It feels hard. It's supposed to be hard. Creating a business from ground up, from inception to development, all the creation that goes inside, the exchange of the money, like it all matters, every single piece of it. And it is hard. So pull from 75 Hard. Create momentum for your business by saying yes to this challenge. So number one, time management, including bathroom breaks with priorities. Number two, I said habit stacking. So what that means, it's putting a habit like developing water habit and making sure you're drinking it in line with the habit you already do. So if I know between every session of coaching, I am going to check my email. I can know before I check my email, I'll drink a sip of water. I check my email a lot. I'm actually working on realigning my time management so that I don't do that sporadically, but in larger chunks. But you can create habit stacking, right? Every time I touch my phone, I need to have it on my water bottle, just like so, right? And then I know I have to drink water, right? So literally that's a stacking mechanism. I didn't mean it like that, but habit stack your schedule, your calendar, in order for you to be able to make these things happen. One thing that's a part of my daily routine is Breakfast with Champions on Clubhouse. And so of course I am going to habit stack. I am not only listening to Clubhouse, I am also getting my first 45-minute workout in and developing and depositing sound, word, information, wisdom when I can, even if I'm breathing heavy. They think it's amazing. It actually, there's a lot of people in Breakfast with Champions who are doing this very challenge. So be mindful of that habit stack. Number three is tangible good news for your growth. Your business has accessibility to your present mind by reading. Okay, literally reading. These are just the four that are within arm's reach of me at any given moment right now in my season. Jim Quick, amazing. He's been on Clubhouse with us. Grant Cardone is on Clubhouse all the time. He's amazing. 10X Rule. This one I haven't jumped into, so the binding isn't even broken yet. But my coach, Mike Zeller, who I absolutely love, recommended and sent it to us. So, of course, I'm going to be reading that one. And then Unreasonable Success, also gifted by my coach, by Richard Koch. He is incredible, and he has been on our mastermind. So I am learning. I am gaining wisdom. I am growing. My brain is growing because of the goodness of just being present for 10 pages per day. That might seem impossible. I'm an audible learner. So just like I'm providing content to you here where you're listening and watching, I listen to most books on tape. I'm listening to The Miracle Mentality right now. I'm listening to My Humble Alpha. All of these books right now, in the midst of all the Clubhouse deposits, in the midst of serving you and learning from you, right? There's a lot going on, but it's good news because it's all growth in the positive direction and ultimately vertical alignment, because of course, within reach is my Bible. And that is where it starts and that is where it finishes all the time, every day. I have incredible resources for you, even in devotionals. So if you're interested in that, let me know. The one I'm doing right now is called Matchless by Angie Smith. I think I've talked to you about it before here. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. Pictures. I said pictures, right? We have to take a progress picture every single day. And it's so funny. We're content creators. We're entrepreneurs. We're probably getting pictures of ourselves all the time, or taking selfies, or getting video or something like this in podcast format. And yet, I got really uncomfortable in the fact that I wasn't taking a progress picture like this because it's a bit risque, and was taking it a bit farther away and holding my number up until I get past 10 fingers. I don't know what that's going to look like. But when it does, I'll figure it out. Maybe a piece of paper I'll be holding. But I realized how detached we are from an actual full body image picture of ourselves. They don't happen very often anymore. And yet I think that there's a lot of importance to recognizing our vessel that we are using. Whether you're in the size jeans that you want or you're not, that's not the point. The point is that you are fully loved and fully known in the fullness of who you are. Number five. Are you ready? Last one. Fruit of the spirits, right? The fruit of the spirit. We want fruit. We want to eat well. We want to be on this diet, this understanding. And yet so often we just want the sweet. We just want the good. We just want the alcohol. We just want the treat. We want the taste. We want the abundance of the pasta, right? We want the carb load. And yet at the very same time, the things that are most important for us are the things we often push to the side: self-control and forbearance. Yes, these are fruits of the spirit. Galatians 5:22. You hear me talk about it often because it's how our business is rooted. What roots are you planting, toiling, soiling that are going to bear good fruit? Are you providing obedience in your life? Are you being in forbearance? That is an act of patience. And who loves patience? I need more of it every single day, even in my business. So I hope this blesses you. You know, it's a gift to be here with you. Hey y'all, it's me again. I hope in today's episode you sense an ignite to an ember within you, something mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually moving that creates and sustains a fire within your journey. Before you go, let's solidify the flame. I'd love for you to take a step right now in declaring your takeaway by snapping a pic of the episode you tuned into, share your sparked moment, and tag me at fitandfaith_podcast or me personally at tamara.andress on Insta. I hope that I can keep you accountable and also share you with the greater community of the Fit and Faith podcast listeners. We're totally in this together. Community over competition is the motto, right? I'd also be incredibly grateful if you took an extra second to leave a review on iTunes or your podcast listening app. I'd love to feature your thought in the next episode and give you and your passion project a big shout out. You know I'm a writer, so I love words and I can't wait to read what you have to say. I'm ready to fuel the flame with you together. And until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. Tune in next time.